Miss you. But we had a great time in the Lord in Lafayette, Louisiana. For those of you who don't know where we were this morning, about 20 of us, 20 brothers went up to Lafayette, to the Church of Christ in Lafayette, where Brother Harold Alexander Jr., is that right? Yeah, Jr., is the minister, a homegrown product of the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Has been there for 33 years. 33 years. I didn't realize that long until I asked him, Harold, how long have you been? Since 1983. And the church need to say praise the Lord. Found all things well. They were excited to have us there. We were excited to be there. They were there in the midst of a food outreach, serving the community when we got there. And we fellowship with some other congregation. I had a few pictures. I don't know, Brother Kamuch, you got some pictures for you can show the church? A few pictures. These are the brothers that were there. We were about 20 of us there at the Lafayette Church, and we went out and walked in the community. We covered the whole community all around their church building, along with some other members there. We passed out flyers, invited individuals back to a lunch we had there after we finished. This is right today, this morning, after worship. Sir, Brother Harold is in there somewhere. You can't see him. There he is. Brother Harold, he looks just like his granddad. And that's he and I standing in front of the church. They were uplifted. We were uplifted also. And we thank the Lord for allowing us to come back. Thank the elders for allowing us to do our mission trips each year. These are churches that we either have supported or are still supporting in some way. And so we go there, try to encourage them. The singing was great. Brother Dundee led us in singing. And first Brother Harold was going to lead us in singing. And we said, we got a song leader. And Brother Dundee volunteered, and boy, I got him. Matter of fact, I better not play the tape. I actually recorded the singing. We had the church just blowing. Old church blowing. And had a great time in the Lord. And we delivered the message this morning. Just met so many new friends and family. One Brother Vernon Lewis said in his prayer that many of them asked for prayers. A lot of sickness, a lot of health issues going on in the congregation. So let's remember them in our prayers. This morning we studied from the book of Jude. We're going to study tonight from the book of Jude. You brothers that were with us this morning, you act like you haven't heard this before. So turn to Jude chapter 1. Everybody all right? About all right. I'm fighting allergies. I got some cures for some allergies I'm still working on. I know many of you out here, some of you working on it also, but God is good. God is good. Ain't nothing we can't overcome, nothing we can't get through. So you keep praying, keep us in your prayer. Jude chapter 1, verse 1. This is the Jude Bible says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. So Jude writing this letter, and this is the same Jude that most scholars would say is the half-brother of Jesus, the half-brother of Jesus. And I do believe that is the case. In Matthew chapter 13, verse number 55, when Jesus was in ministry and some of the naysayers didn't want to believe that he was the Son of God and that he was truly sent by God, they said, is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not Mary's, the son of Mary? Is it not his mother Mary? And then it names his brothers. And his name's James. James, by the way, I believe it's the same James that wrote, it was inspired to write the book of James, also the half-brother of Jesus. He says Hosea and Simon. And then he said, and Judas. Judas, Jude, short for Judas and Judas. And here in Jude 1:1, it says he's the brother of James. And also, we know that there was one time that Jude didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Or James did not believe it. We know that in John chapter 7, verse 9. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Wow, that's why it's profound that this is coming from Jude. You know, some of us in here right now, we used to not be believers, if you will. That was a time that we doubted, or we just didn't want to accept Jesus for who he was, who he is. And we say accept Jesus, not, you see, just believe. Some folk believe that Jesus is Jesus, but they're not willing to follow him. See, it's not, I mean, you say, I believe, you not only believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you are willing to obey Jesus, because we know the devils believe and tremble. And so when the Bible talks about belief, it's talking about believing and obeying. And so Judas at one time, he didn't believe. Now he is in the Bible. He is in the canon, if you will. He was chosen to communicate to us and to encourage us even this day. This is Jude chapter 1 and verse 1. He says, the servant of Jesus Christ, when he once was not a believer, now he is a servant. He is, and the Bible uses the word servant. It says he is a slave of Jesus Christ and all of his teaching. And then we're going to drop down to verse number 20 of Jude, because the scripture says, but ye beloved. Now, we took a big jump between verse 1 and verse 20, because in the first part of Jude, it's some hard talk Jude is giving. And he says that we are to contend earnestly for the faith. And then he goes on. I believe, Brother Barry, get Jude 4 and 5, and listen to what Jude said. In Jude 4 and 5, this is not in my notes. Listen to why he starts saying, but ye. In other words, I'm not talking to you, beloved, but listen to verse 4 and 5, Jude 4 and 5. Read that for me.
For there are certain men
who have crept in unaware. Read. Notice he says, ungodly men, read.
Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
Read.
And denying the only Lord God.
Notice this. These are men who are ungodly, turning the grace or favor of God. The grace and favor, because God was favorable in that he sent his son while we were yet in our sins. And he died for our sins. And these men have turned God's grace, and now they are rejecting Jesus. Not only are they rejecting who Jesus is, they are rejecting his teaching also. Read verse 5.
I will therefore
put you in remembrance. Listen.
Read.
He takes them back to history. Now, I want you to remember this now. God is good. You remember how I saved my children out of Israel, and I took them all out of Egyptian bondage, and I performed all these miracles? He said, do you remember that? Read on.
Afterwards,
I did all of that, but I destroyed those,
that believe not.
And that believe not, I destroyed those who, even though they saw it, they saw me perform, they saw my works, they tasted my goodness, they yet believe not. And that means they didn't believe me strong enough that they would obey my word. Yeah, and so he talks about them, but he gets down to verse. So the lesson is not to be discouraging, but he gets to verse 20. Verse 20, he said, but ye, so that means, but ye beloved, he calls the sanctified in verse 1. He calls the saints, he calls the believers, he calls us today. Everybody who's proclaiming Jesus Christ, he calls us beloved. Isn't it good to know we love? Yes, it's good to know that we are loved by God. He uses that word beloved. In Philippians, Paul used the same word in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Philippians 4, 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved. Everybody say beloved.
Beloved.
Oh, say, I love you.
I love
you. You do?
Yeah.
I love you too. Love you too. Yeah, I love it that God calls the believers beloved. Paul says, he says, my brethren, dearly beloved, and he says, and long for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. See, stand fast. And here Jude, he's writing the same sort of message in Jude chapter 1. But ye beloved, and he says, building up yourselves. He says to you, the church, and you know what happened in the past. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. You're my beloved. He says, building up yourselves. And that's sometimes, you know, we need to build up ourselves. Yeah, we need to build up ourselves. Anybody need building up today? Every day. I need it every day. Every day of my life, he says, on your most holy faith. He calls it your most holy faith. It's holy because it comes from God who is holy. He says, the faith that I want you to contend for, he says, keep building yourself up in the faith. Keep teaching it. Keep reminding each other of what we have, because what we have is salvation.
Amen.
Salvation from this dark world. Don't the world need salvation?
Amen.
Yeah, I've been talking to different brothers and getting phone calls. But yeah, what's our answer to all of this? Hate all of this. Killing, what's the answer? And the answer still is the love of Jesus Christ. That's the answer to all our issues. All we just need to keep spread. We just need to keep getting people to fall in love with Jesus. It's to fall in love with the Lord. And notice that. And we have to keep building ourselves up. That's why, see, we gotta understand in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as the man of some is. He says, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another, building one another up. And we can't encourage each other unless we're around each other. Unless we're with each other. That's why we shouldn't miss a Lord's Day. We shouldn't miss a time we can come fellowship unless we're providentially hindered. So we can build each other. It's when we come together that I hear you say, how you doing? How you doing? How's your health doing? How your children doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. What's going on in your life? What kind of issues? What can I pray for? Would you pray for me today? Yes, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you if you pray for me.
Amen.
And we got to build each other up. Anybody need some building up today? Yeah, I just listening to the congregation up there and all of the prayers, the requests that they made. So many are having surgeries, going to the hospital, misdiagnosis, problems, issues, jail, the prison ministry, all kinds of things that's going on. They're going on there. Their congregation is less than 100. What you think is going on in our congregation? Boy, have mercy. Every single day we get calls in the church building. Our elders are ministering to individuals. Some you know about, some you don't know about. Some, we talking about building up. We talking about building up to make it through the day. And Jude recognizes that in the Lord's church, though we're in the body, though we are the beloved, he still encouraged, building up yourselves. And he says, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And sometimes I don't think we realize what we have in the Holy Spirit, what we have in the Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit is to be used to help us to make it through the day and help us even when we don't know how to pray, praying through the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Spirit is given to us as a gift when we become believers. It's given to us as a gift. Now, if God gave us this gift, don't you think he intended for us to use this gift that he gave us? And sometimes we still got this gift wrapped up in the box and we haven't opened it up. Listen to the scripture in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. So Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. And we all have infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. It feels the word. It intercedes when we don't know how to, you know, and some of us are educated and we still don't know how to communicate to God. When the words don't come out right, sometimes we say things too boastful. But the Spirit knows each one of our heart. And it intercedes and prays. And now we know that the Spirit is God. So surely the Spirit knows how to communicate with God. God, Lord help him. She's trying. She might not be saying it right. She might not be using all the words. She's still wanting your child. No, she's struggling right now, but she's still seeking your Lord. She's praying to your Lord. She might not be saying it right, but you know what she means. And it intercedes. And I thank the Lord. Lord have mercy. See, sometimes we are praying even in our sins. We are praying. And you know that God, the God doesn't necessarily hear a sinner's prayer, but God knows the heart of every man and every woman. And I just need the Holy Spirit to help me when I can't help myself. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. And Jude, he says, praying in the Holy Ghost. Because, see, you can pray a prayer all on your own. Lord, I need a husband, I need a wife, I need this and I need that. Then that ain't the Holy Ghost talking for you. Yeah, that's our own needs talking for us. And God says the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And then he says this, and I'm going to close. He says this in verse number 21, Jude 1, 21. He says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, we're to build up ourselves, and we are to exhort. We are to build up one another. We are to encourage one another. But there comes a time that you need to make sure you are taking care of first base. You need to, it's almost as if you need to be self, because, you know, we go out and try to help others, but you got to help yourself first. He says, keeping yourselves in the love of God. And see, there are some things that we can do for ourselves. Why? He goes on to say, why? Because he goes on to say, for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And so, in other words, we need to make sure that we are doing what we need to keep God's mercy on our side. And one of the things I find, it seems like some folk, I know you're not in here tonight, but that some folk too mean to be children of God. Yeah. The Bible says, be ye kind one to one another and tenderhearted, because God don't like, you know, the old folks say God don't like ugly. God don't like when we are mistreating people and we are self-willed people, individuals. We're talking about and gossiping folk. And when we do that, we take ourselves out of the love of God and we take God's mercy. Anybody here need some mercy tonight? Oh, that mercy. I need God's mercy every single day. And if any of us are going to make heaven our homes, guess what? We're going to need some mercy. Oh, no, brother, I read my Bible every day. You still going to need God's mercy. You mean you control every thought you have? You mean none of your thoughts are sinful? With everything that we have to deal with in life, most of our time is not spent in this building. We're out in the world dealing with the devil every day. You turn on the TV, the devil turns right on with you. Every book you read, you at the store trying to get groceries, and you see all naked women, naked men. And we're dealing with the devil, temptations, all that. You mean your thoughts never slip or flare away from God? And you're always right? Well, if you're thinking lustful thoughts, guess what? That's a sin. And I tell you what, I'm going to need God's mercy. I don't know about you. The Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And sometimes I believe that God rewards when we help other folk, when we do good to others, we treat others like we want to be treated. It keeps us in favor with God so we can get some mercy and have some eternal life. Because one day we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We'll stand before our great God in heaven, and our elder brother will be there. The Bible tells us to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another. The Bible says, whosoever confesses his sins, he says he has one. Excuse me, Jesus says, if we confess our faults one to another and pray for one another, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. But he says, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. And I can see my elder brother Jesus there when we're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. And we have all proclaimed that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of our living God. And we've labored for him. And we've been compassionate to those who we've run across. And we've been kind when others have been rude. We've done things and when others maybe haven't done things. And we stood for Jesus and we were kind and merciful. And we forgave those. Even some people who didn't forgive us, we still forgave them. And I don't know about you, but I want to hear Jesus say, that's one of ours, Lord. Let her come on, and you remember all the good deeds that she did. Lord, she's a good soldier for you, and I'll be thanking God. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for your tender mercy. Amen. And if you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, then you need to become a child of the King. You come by faith believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. If you're willing to confess your sins, if you're willing to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, then God will add you to his church, the body that you can read about. If you live faithful unto death, he'll give us a crown of life. It's you when he penned this letter through the Holy Spirit. And he got to the end of this letter. But Barry, read verse 24 and verse 25. We'll read in your hearing by the brother that was, Brother Willis, that read verse 24 and verse 25.
None to him
that is able to keep you from falling. He said, the scripture said, he is able to keep us from falling. Lord have mercy. I know this is the wrong crowd to talk about falling, because you're here tonight. But you know what? You're still susceptible to fall. Yeah, it can happen to us all. And you know, some of our friends and family members right now who used to be strong in the Lord, And the devil has gotten a hold of them. Circumstances, life has gotten a hold of them. Some of them in here right now, tonight, you may be wavering yourself. But don't you know, if we keep our hands in God's hand, if we stay faithful unto death, we keep seeking him and keep striving, I believe God knows that he's going to make a way for us. And the scripture says, read that again, Brother Barry, again. Read it. What he says,
now
to him
that is able to keep you.
I believe this. I believe God knows when those who are seeking him, really seeking him, you had enough. And even when you are almost about to fall, I believe God will crack open a door. He'll make an opportunity. He'll give you a shot in the arm, in the leg to say, hey, nay, wait, wake up, you my child. And he will keep us from giving up. He will stop us from falling if we keep seeking him. Some of us have already been on the edge a few times, haven't we? I'm in that line where sometimes somebody in the church said something, did something to you so bad, and you almost just left the church. But you know, God reminded you, hey, look, it's not about him, it's not about her, it's about me. I have the reward. Read on, Brother Barry.
And to present you faultless.
That's only God can do that. Amen. Only God can clean up our mess ups. Yeah, only God can wipe away all our sins. Some of us now, we hanging on a little bit too much of some of our past failures. What do you mean? It's stopping us from being what God would have us to be. And you can't clean it up. Something, you know, you can go, you can. I know sometimes I used to beat myself up over past mistakes, and I finally realized one day, you know what? I can't go back and change. I can't change. You can't change it. You can't change it. You can't change. Some of us, if we went back, we would be better parents. We would have some things we would have done differently if we could go back. But guess what? You can't go back. And you know what? You don't know that for sure yourself anyway. But thank the Lord that we serve a God that he can make us faultless. Now, I didn't say that. See, some of us will, don't say that because they need to understand what they did. Well, we're going to pray for you. Because God can wipe everything away. Read on, Brother Barry.
Before the presence of his glory.
Read.
To the only wise God. Our Savior.
No, he says, to the only wise God, our Savior.
Be glory
and majesty.
Dominion.
And power.
Both now, both today,
while we own this earth, and forevermore. Let's serve him till we die, church. If you're here today, you're not a child of God, become a child of God tonight. We sing the song, Oh, Why Not Tonight. And you can become a Christian tonight by faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. If you're here and you need church to pray for you, if you need some more building up, let us pray for you. If you're here and you need to get something right, get it right tonight while we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Oh, do not let the world depart. And close our eyes against the lie.
Oh, sinner,
harden not your heart.
Be saved.
Oh, tonight.
Yes, oh, why not tonight? Oh, why?